Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast.
Anakin, I loved you. That was more of a philos or philia kind of love, a brotherly kind of love. But today we're talking about a very special kind of love, a love that is an agape love, like charity. That a charity that we're talking about is that, well, according to Wikipedia, agape love is a love of God for man and of man for God. Agape is used in ancient texts to denote feelings for one's children and the feelings for a spouse. And it also was used to refer to a love feast, like the communion that we're going to have today. Agape is used by Christians to express the unconditional love of God for God's children. This type of love was further explained by Thomas Aquinas as to will the good of another. Yes. That kind of God love. It was the kind of love between Anakin and Padme, Luke and his father. As he says, I'll not leave you now. I've got to save you. And in response to Luke, Anakin, Darth Vader, says, you already have. It's that kind of parental love, that agape love, that compassion and that unconditional love for another, even for past done wrongs. But friends, we are all a part of a bigger intergalactic something here. Who would you say would be the star or the hero of the Star Wars trilogies, and then beyond then we keep going? Maybe for you it might be Luke Skywalker. He's the last Jedi after all, and the only one who can defeat Darth Vader. But then again, we have his sister, girl power, Princess Leia, who was leading the rebellion years before Luke came along. Or what about old Obi-Wan? He sacrificed everything to give the galaxy a chance at peace. And he even stuck around after death to offer some support. And then now we have the galactic universe relies on Rey and on the Resistance. But in truth, each of these characters is fighting for something bigger than themselves. No matter how grand their individual achievements may be, it's all done in the name of preserving galactic freedom. As Christians, we know that the body of Christ is made up of many people. 1 Corinthians even teaches us that we all have an important role to play in Christ's ministry. It doesn't matter if you're a princess or a moisture farmer. We are all part of something bigger than ourselves. And that it is in the force, which can be translated into believing in God's eternal love, that we can truly come to the light. But I believe that we must find that love together and within each other. Rose Tico said in The Last Jedi, that's how we win, not fighting what we hate, saving what we love. In her heroic, no spoiler alert here moment with Finn. It is in that kind of love that we know that God's love was sent to save us from ourselves and our own destruction. But the good news that it is never too late for redemption. At the very end of the Return of the Jedi, just when it seems that all hope is lost, something incredible happens. Darth Vader, the long-standing antagonist of the series, sacrifices himself to save his son and defeat the Emperor. I can't say that much for his grandson in future series. But Darth Vader, formerly known as Anakin Skywalker, had believed that he was too far gone to ever find redemption. He had done so many terrible things. He betrayed so many people. How could he ever be forgiven? Luke, on the other hand, no pun intended, anybody, never lost faith in his father, in Darth Vader. In fact, he believed so strongly that he was willing to pay the ultimate price for his forgiveness. There are many people like Vader who look back on their mistakes and think it's too late. But they're wrong. It doesn't matter how far we've strayed or how mangled we've become. Jesus gave his life so that we could be forgiven. God doesn't need to save you. God already has. That saving came in the form of God's love. So my Jedi Padawan learners, it is never too late for us to open our hearts and faith to God's limitless love. We are always welcome to God's table if we choose to accept it. Christ, as our Master Jedi, came to teach us that. That if we choose to become his disciples. That the Force is always with us. Just as the Holy Spirit surrounds us in this Trinity. We are saved. We are loved. So let us now prepare for that agape feast in our great Thanksgiving. Amen. I invite our communion servers to come forward. Yoda may have to take a seat on the side. Sleeping he is. You may join along in your hymnals on pages 9 through 11. May the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and you breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity. You made covenant to be our sovereign God, and you spoke to us through the prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn.
Holy,
holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with the sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. So on the night in which he gave thanks, gave himself up for us, he took bread, and he gave thanks to it, and gave thanks to you, and he broke the bread. And then he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, and for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all of the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And it is now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thine
is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My friends, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ, and the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. All are welcome to this table. No one is excluded. You are all welcome to come come as a table is prepared and set for you. Thank you for worshiping and being with us, God, as you give us, we give thanks to you for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now, if you are able in body or in spirit, let us stand together and sing, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love," in the faith we sing, hymn 2223. We want to thank you for worshiping here with us today at North Hollywood. I will be greeting at the front entrance, but we hope you will join together in fellowship in the lounge. We also have a trustees meeting today. But I want to invite you, before we go off with ascending forth, that our Mother's Day brunch is for all those who mother. So anyone who has ever helped or taken care of a child or have been in the presence of a mother, please come and join us next Saturday for our Mother's Day brunch. But now the worship is over. The real service begins. So I'm going to need some help with descending forth. Are you ready? May the force be with you.
And also with you.
May the Lord of love without limits be with you.
And also with you.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And may the Holy Spirit be with you always. And also with you. Amen and amen. Please be seated for the postlude.